We're continuing our dinner of Shabbos Malkus to have a deeper appreciation of Shabbos and take advantage of it fully. And so we said that Shabbos is a day of revealing the Malkus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. How is it revealed? So Shimshon Tinkers brings a mashal that says by Matan Torah, the whole Bria stopped. All the birds stopped chirping. There was total quiet. And then they heard the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be so obvious. We see the amazing creation Hashem created for us with its precision, complexity, and how everything works together. But because we're always involved in many things, that causes us to be distracted and not to be focused and pay attention to the fact that Hashem created the world and He's running and guiding the world. When things stop, then automatically we see the mouth of Hashem. By Matan Torah, that's what happened. Everything stopped, and automatically we saw the mouth of Hashem. And to a certain level, that's what we're supposed to be having at every Shabbos. We stop our interactions, our business, our building, our all kind of things, and just sit back. Shabbos is called, Shabbos means resting, stopping, taking a break. But it's not just taking a break to go to sleep. It's taking a break to wake up, to pay attention to this amazing world, which now we see. This is Hashem's world. I'm not active, it's still going on. The midah of Malchus is not an independent midah. What do I mean to say? We have a midah, chesed, is a midah doing goodness. Kosh Baruch has tremendous amount of chesed in the world. It's a midah of gvura, of putting things in their place, judgment, sometimes punishing even. Malchus is not an independent midah. Malchus is the koyach to bring out all the potential and everything else. For example, a king. A king who is a good king. So the way he makes his country successful is he has his people. They recognize the potential of the different people and the different resources in his country. And then he puts them together in a fashion that everybody and everything will be used to its utmost. So that's the koyach of Malchus. Malchus is bringing out the potential. So Shabbos starts by us stopping our regular day-to-day interaction and pondering, paying attention to, enjoying, being excited about the fact that this is an amazing world that Hashem created. Recognition that there is a Melech, there is a king in the world. But it's also, it's golden, a day of coming in contact with the mouth of Hashem, to have ourselves bringing out our potential as a nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The koyach that Klal Yisrael has is the koyach to show the world there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Our actions are guided by the values of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with His Torah, His Chasadim. And like I said, during the week we can get a little distracted. Shabbat is then refocusing. What the world is all about. We see that this whole physical, amazing world is just a potential to use it as a way of getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By doing so, He's able to eternal goodness and even goodness in this world. A Shabbat is a day that we refocus on that, we pay attention to that. This is what the world is all about. And we also focus on the fact that we are the ones that have that energy, that power, that gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring out His design in the world, to make the world a place guided by the values of Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zeichet to start off the Shabbos, take a break, and recognize, not just not doing things, this is the most positive thing I can do. Stop and realize this is the world created by Hashem, and it was only created for me to benefit from the world. And I know that that's my koyach. My koyach is to bring out the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by appreciating that, and Yitzhak Hashem, each one will realize that every Jew has such a tremendous koyach within him. We'll be happy with the fact that we have this koyach, and we'll, Yitzhak Hashem, take more advantage of it. Kamavan, we'll see in the course of the time, this has effect on everything we do. A tefillah we do on Shabbos is different. The brachot on Shabbos is mirza Shabbos. The way we say hello to our spouses and family, it's all different on Shabbos because we realize that the world was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a purpose, and we're going to bring out that purpose.